It may be the team didn't go as well as might have been expected, but you're coming off a very decorated season. You must be very proud.
Yeah, I'm very proud to obviously get awarded Best and Fairest last year, but that accolade was last season. I'm just looking forward to this season coming. All the girls are nice and fit, and what we're delivering so far on the track's really pleasing to see.
I was just talking to Steve Rossich, and he told me he was looking forward to a bit of time off, but I guess for the players, you can't wait for it all to start.
Yeah, no, we can't wait. Now that we're back training, all the girls are really excited. There's an awesome vibe around this training with the 10 new girls joining us this season. And, yeah, we're just really looking forward to a couple of pre-season games and then obviously our first game, the 3rd of Feb.
Yeah, it's not far away, is it?
Yeah, not far at all. So, yeah, we can't wait.
How are you travelling injury-wise?
I'm all good. I had surgery after the season last year and had a really good rehab program, bounced really well from that and out on the track, fully training.
That was an Achilles problem, wasn't it?
Yeah, Achilles problem, yeah.
But no problem now, fully fit, ready to go.
Fully fit, ready to go.
Terrific. Yeah.
What did they do, Emily, to your Achilles?
I'm actually not too sure. I just know I went in, they did something, I'm back and I'm healthy and there's no pain there anymore.
How different has the pre-season been under Trent?
Not terribly different. Obviously, Michelle has her differences and Trent has his differences, but in terms of that, like, it's been really pleasing to see what he's putting down on the track and how the girls are bouncing from that. And with the addition of Kate Starr, our new strength conditioning coach as well, she's been really good. And like I said, the girls are really fit, so things are paying off. Just basic skills. That's all we can ask for off the girls. It's just their tidy up with the hands and everything like that. And then, you know, footy's a basic game. You just got to mark it, you just got to kick it, get it through the goals. So, yeah, just the skills is what we're really focusing on.
You haven't had a lot of luck with the fitness of some of your marquee recruits. How are they travelling?
Yeah, like I said, we don't have many girls in rehab at the moment. But, yeah, from the girls that have had pretty bad season in terms of injury-wise, yeah, they're bouncing along really well. They're in training, so it's really pleasing to see. Yeah, Turbo, like you said, won the 2K time trial. No surprise there for the girls that have seen her play. We all know what she's capable of doing. And, yeah, she's been out on the track and it's really rewarding to see. So, you know, she's looking fit, she's strong. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where her future takes her this year. Oh, she's eager as they come. So I'm sure that she's a bit nervous, but I'm sure at the same time she's really excited pulling the jumper for the first time.
You spend most of your time in defence last year, but you went forward a little bit. Where do you think you'll be used primarily in 2019?
I haven't had these conversations with Trent as of yet. We're just mostly focusing on skills. But yeah, I'm not too sure where I'm playing this year. I'm more than likely to happy to stay down back where I'm comfortable. But look, if I go forward as well, that's no problem. But at the moment, we haven't really had those conversations in terms of roles. As I said, we're just focusing on the skills.
And the boys have a nice little cushy Christmas break. They have 3 weeks off. What, given that your season is so much closer, what does your break over Christmas and New Year look like?
We have a two-week break away from the club, but in saying that, we're also given a program so we stay fit and stay accountable. But yeah, we only get the 2 weeks. Like you said, it's a short season, so we don't have enough time to have 3 weeks off because we've got to get back and get ready for our first game.